कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय गौरांग नेताय गौरांग नेताय गौरांग नेताय जय गौरांग नेताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर गौर प्रेमानंदी हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 12 verse number 9 तस्य प्रीतेन मनसा तां तत्त्वेन विरचितः पश्यतो दर्देशोऽपि स्वपुरं प्रत्यपद्यत तस्य प्रीतेन मनसा तां द्वैतं विरचितः पश्यतोऽन्धर्दते सोऽपि स्वपुरं प्रत्यपद्यत तस्य प्रीतेन मनसा तां दत्वैन विरस्ततः पश्यतोऽन्धर्दते सोऽपि स्वपुरं प्रत्यपद्यत तस्य प्रीतेन मनसा तेन विरस्ततः पश्यतोऽन्धर्दते सोऽपुरं प्रत्युपद्यत तस्य प्रीतेन मनसा अहं तत्त्वेन विनस्तत पश्यतोऽन्तर्धरेदपि स्वपुरं प्रत्यपद्यत तस्य प्रीतेन मनसा तस्य प्रीतेन मनसा तं दत्त्वैन विरस्तत शतोऽन्तर्धरेऽपि स्वपुरं प्रत्यपद्यत तस्य विध्रुव प्रीतेन बीइंग वेरी प्लीज्ड मनसा विथ सच ए मेंटालिटी ताम दैट रिमेम्बरेंस दत्वा हैविंग गिवन अडत विदा विरा कुवेरा सन ऑफ इडविडा तथा देयर आफ्टर पश्यत व्हाइल ध्रुव वाज लुकिंग ऑन अंतर्दधे डिसअपियर स ही ध्रुव अपि अल्सो स्वपुरम टू हिज सिटी प्रत्यपद्यत रिटर्न ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट शिल प्रोपन The son of Idavida, Lord Kuvera, was very pleased and happily he gave Dhruva Maharaj the benediction he wanted. Thereafter, he disappeared from Dhruva's presence and Dhruva Maharaj returned to his capital city. Purport. Kuvera, who is known as the son of Idavida, was very pleased with Dhruva Maharaj because he did not ask him for anything materially enjoyable. Kuvera is one of the demigods. So one may put forward the argument, why did Dhruva Maharaj take a benediction from a demigod? The answer is that for a Vaishnava, there is no objection to taking a benediction from a demigod if it is favorable for advancing Krishna consciousness. The gopis, for example, worshipped Katyayani, a demigoddess, but the only benediction they wanted from goddess was to have Krishna as their husband. A Vaishnava is not interested in asking any benediction from the demigods, nor is he interested asking benedictions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said in the Bhagavatam, the liberation can be offered by the Supreme Person, but even if a pure devotee is offered liberation by the Supreme Lord, he refuses to accept it. Dhruva Maharaj did not ask Kuvera for transference to the spiritual world, which is called liberation. He simply asked that wherever he would remain, whether in the spiritual or material world, he would always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A Vaishnava is always respectful to everyone. So, when Kuvera offered him a benediction, he did not refuse it, but he wanted something which would be favorable to his advancement in Krishna consciousness. Omagyanti mirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam mena tasmai sri guruve namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam ena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this verse from fourth canto, where Dhruva Maharaj and Yakshas, they are having fight, and when Dhruva Maharaj stopped this fight, Kubera was, who is demigod of Yaksha, was very happy, and he happily asked Dhruva Maharaj. He asked for any benediction. So Dhruva Maharaj, most of the times in material world we see people go to demigods for material enjoyment, material benedictions. But here in purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining how devotees, they don't deny, but they accept benedictions or any facilities for Krishna consciousness. And even demigods are very happy with devotees by this. We see in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Chandidas was worshipper of Kali, Chandi. And he had a lot of opulence, and very sincerely he was worshipping Chandi, Kali. In Bengal we see, specifically Kali worship is very famous, like in Maharashtra we see Ganesh Mahotsav, same way in Bengal they have that Kali Puja. You know? Actually name, previous name was actually Kali Ghat. You know? Britishers they made it Kolkata, you know? But it was Kali Ghat, you know? Original name was. So even once Srila Prabhupada disciples, when they were in Calcutta, so when they saw that gorgeous, you know, festivals, months together, that festival they celebrate there, and when they saw that, they asked Prabhupada, this Kali Puja how it in scriptures or because in West we see that they have different religious paths to worship. Srila Prabhupada said, this Kali Puja is higher than that, because this Kali Puja or demigod worship is in the home of Vedas. So this higher than that. Although, so this that not necessary that devotees has to go there. But Chandidas, he was worshipping Chandi, Kali, and once every day he was coming doing Abhishek, Shrungar and all these things, elaborate deity worship. And his brother, who was a worshipper of Shaligram, he didn't have much facilities. So once this devotee, his younger brother, he came and started worshipping Shaligram. Shaligram is directly Lord Vishnu. When he started worshipping, he was offering aarti and all these things, but he didn't have flower to worship. And then just saw in garden, it's huge, big garden, lot of flowers, plants, but somehow other, because the garden owned by his brother Chandidas, he didn't have that permission to go and pluck the flowers. But he just directed from there only, so he just prayed to Shaligram, please accept that flower which is blooming in that center of that rose flower. Please accept that. Mentally, just in Manasik Puja, he just offered, please accept that flower in garden. And he just offered puja and then he left. Personally, he didn't offer flower. Just mentally, he just offered, please accept that flower. Pray to Lord. And when he went back, and Chandidas came and he started worshipping Kali. And when time came to offer flower, Chandidas saw that big flower blooming in the middle of garden. Just plucked that flower, and which was already offered to Shaligram. So he just plucked that flower and offered to Chandi, Kali. And as soon as he offered flower, Chandi was very happy. And Kali started speaking, oh my son, I'm very happy, ask for boon. So Chandidas was so happy. He told, all 40 years I am worshipping you. You are never so happy. What I offer today, you are so happy. Then Chandi said, because you offer my Lord's Mahaprasad. So I offered Lord's Mahaprasad. Where I went to get Mahaprasad? And then she explained, your brother who is worshipper of Shaligram, Vishnu, he already offered that flower. And same flower you offered me, I got my Lord's, my Swami's Mahaprasad. So she was very happy. And then Chandidas said, if just by offering one flower, you are so happy, if I start worshipping Lord Vishnu, Shaligram, how will be? She said, I have my blessings. You can go ahead with worshipping Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, because I am just just following their orders, and just my whole aim is to please my Lord, Chandi, Kali said. Say, here also we see Dhruva Maharaj, he didn't ask any, usually demigods, in material world people do a lot of worship or practice some religious tapasya, just to please demigods so that they get material benefits. But this material benefits, even demigods are not so happy with that, because it's like a business. Demigods, if you do some tapasya, you do some rvata, and then you get some facilities. It's like you go to shop and offer something, money, and you get whatever things you ask. It's like a business. But when you go to Supreme Lord, it's like a fatherly relation. some small child goes to shopkeeper and asks for some cigarette or some intoxication. Shopkeeper gets money and he just give it. He doesn't think that the small child is going to smoke or hot. But when somebody goes to father and asks for something intoxication, father will not give. Why? Because he loves. He knows he cares for the son. Same way, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't give what you want. He gives what you need. Demigods give what you want. So like a business, but is here we see with Supreme Lord as a loving relation. So one may put forward the argument, why did Dhruva Maharaj take a benediction from demigod? So Prabhupada answers, Vaishnava, there is no objection to taking a benediction from demigod if it is favorable for advancing Krishna consciousness. If it is favorable for advancing Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada gives example, Gopi, they were worshipping Katyayani Devi. It's like a demigod worship, but goal was to achieve Krishna's love as a husband. Same way, just like a devotees initial days of ISKCON, when their temple construction going in Mayapur, Vrindavan, some devotees asked Prabhupada, many people, they worship demigods, Ganesh or some demigods, and they get a lot of money. Can we worship Ganesh, some demigods, so that we'll get money and we can help in constructing Mayapur temples and Vrindavan temples? Rupa said, there is no need, because all demigods, they just follow orders of Supreme Personality called Krishna. So there is no need, but still if you feel, you can do it. So he didn't give permission. At the same time, he didn't stop also their feelings. But here, if the goal is not necessary to leave Supreme Lord's shelter and go to demigods for certain facilities, but at the same time, devotees don't, if something comes to serve Lord, they don't deny it. Usually in outside we see like many people, they say ki we don't touch any appliances, don't touch money. Some religious people, they say we don't touch money. Even came to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, if somebody brings money, I will just grab like this and using Krishna's temple. So like same thing like Dhruva Maharaj, he didn't deny it, because Kuvera wanted to give something, he didn't deny it, but he took which will help in advancing Krishna consciousness. Same way we see in how demigods, they are happy with Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see one more incident during Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Chand Rai, the son of Raghavendra Rai. This Chand Rai was such a demoniac person, even kings were fearful of him. He had own army and very cruel nature, and he used to plunder people and raping people, in so many ways he was doing this atrocity. And some other, he got haunted by Brahma Rakshas, and when he was haunted, his life was so miserable. Even Yamaraj, he was asking Chitragupta, what's going on down there in Bhumandal? And then Chitragupta saying, Yamaraj, previously we heard Jagai Madai, But more, it's a bigger demon than that, it's a Chandraya. So at least they took shelter of, you know, Vaishnavas. But he is more cruel than Jagai and Madai. And then some other this Chandraya got haunted by Brahma Rakshas. And he was so miserable. He was he's telling his father, Raghavendra Rai, this pain is so difficult to tolerate. It's more better I die. I can't survive with this kind of torture. In many, when that Kaviraj came, he told some very highly personality, some tantric can only relieve this pain from this Chandraya. Then Aghori Baba, when he came, the Chandra, that's a Brahma Raksha, so powerful in him, he killed that Aghori Baba also. Who, the tantric who came to relieve from that Brahma Rakshas, that he was so powerful, he killed that Aghori, the tantric only. Then they don't have any other way. And some other, some neighbor person, he came and he told, ki, there's only one way, if we take shelter of Krishna, devotee of Krishna, only Supreme Personality can save you from this calamity. And then he told ki, where to find this? Raghavendra asked him, where to find such a pure devotee? Then he told ki, just nearby village, Kheturi Gram, we have son of Krishna Dutt Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya, who is a disciple of, Diksha disciple of Loknath Goswami and Shiksha disciple of Sri Jiva Goswami. If you bring him here and he shows mercy, then only your son can be delivered from this Brahma Rakshas. So, when this news comes to Narottam Das Thakur, and previous day night Goddess Durga comes in his dream, Chandraya, and she chastises Chandraya, you are such a cruel person, such a foolish guy, none of your offering I accepted. Now Durga is saying, none of your offerings I accepted, because I am universal mother. All these living beings, they are my son, and you are torturing them. How you feel, can I accept your offering? Somebody is torturing my children, and you feel that I am happy with you accepting your offerings. None of your offerings are accepted. And then she says, only one thing can deliver you, that you go and take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. I just follow his orders. We are all demigods. We are here just to follow his orders. So we take his shelter. The Chandraya says, in dream only he says, how is possible to go to Lord and accept shelter? And then she says, you can never do that. You are such a wretched person. How can directly go to Supreme Personality, Lord Krishna? But their devotees are very dear to Lord, and they are very compassionate. They are like, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasvat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Lord Shiva says to Mother Parvati, ki, we are all demigods. Many people, they worship us. But more than our worship, Lord Vishnu, Krishna's worship is more higher. Sarvach, that's most best. And more than Lord Vishnu's worship, his devotees, Tadiyanam Parataram Dev, Tadiyanam Samarachanam. Tadiya, devotees are like, we have deities, and lords, dress, lords, all paraphernalia, they call tadiya. Same way, devotees of Lord, they are also tadiya of Lord. And then she says, they are very dear to Lord, and if you take shelter of devotees, then only Supreme Personality of God will shower mercy upon you. So this Lord is Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu. His whole ocean of devotion at Lord's lotus feet. But directly if you go to Lord, no, we don't get that mercy. Like I remember in childhood, they used to take a school picnic to sugar factory. So if you go to sugar factory, their rule is, however much you want to eat sugar, you can eat in that campus, that company, sugar factory. But you can't carry 10 grams sugar out of factory. So whatever much you want to eat, you can eat there only. But if you want to buy sugar, then you have to go to their agent, outside factory. So that whole ocean of devotion is Lord's lotus feet. But if you go and ask Lord, give little devotion, Lord says, there's no permission. We have to go to agent. So agents are all these wonderful Vaishnavas. They are traveling all over the world. They are, we go to them, and then they shower mercy. So they call Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. And Narottam Das Thakur, he just orders that Brahma Rakshas. And Brahma Rakshas personally, he says from that Chandraya's body, I was waiting for this day. Because of my bad karma, I was in body of ghost. And I entered in this wretched body. Because of my bad karma, I got ghost body. And then because he was also wretched, so I entered in this body. But there was no other way to get delivered from this wretched body. So there was only one hope for me, that your mercy. So please deliver me from this wretched body. That Brahma Rakshas praying to Narottam Das Thakur, and then Narottam Das Thakur, and then Brahma Rakshas saying, only one pray I have. Whenever next birth I take in Kheturi, so that I can associate with devotees and don't get entangled again in this bad karma, so that again I have to go to ghost body. Then Narottam Das Thakur says, so be it, but leave this body at once. And then immediately Brahma Rakshas leaves that body. So in this incident, we see how Kali was, this Durga was happy with Sri Narottam Das Thakur. They are very pleased because devotees, they don't have any material agendas. Like, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamai mama janmani janmaneshwari bhavatad bhakti rahetu ketu. Like we see in Amrish Maharaj incident, how Amrish Maharaj was waiting for Durvasmani to break fast, and somehow the little late. And then Amrish Maharaj, when he performing Achman, like a breaking fast and at this Achinta Bidhaveda, breaking fast also. So, but when Durvasmani came, he was very angry and he just took one of here and created one demon. And he wanted to kill Amrish Maharaj. Before that, Lord Vishnu sent Sudarshan, and Sudarshan was going behind Durvasmani. And Durvasmani went to all Brahma Loka, Shiva Loka, he went till Vaikuntha and asking for protection. But Lord Vishnu, he says, I can't protect you. Actually, Sudarshan came from Lord Vishnu. But when Durvasmani went to Lord Vishnu, he says, I can't protect you. I can't save you. Why? Because to save somebody, you need to have compassion. And where that compassion comes from heart. But I don't have my heart with me. I give my heart to my devotees. Because I ask anything for anything. I try to give them material opulence, name, fame, everything I try to give them. But always they deny it. Na dhanam, na janam. They don't ask for any material facilities. Na dhanam, na janam. Or any higher birth. Kavitam va jagadish kamai. They don't want to get famous in this world or want many disciples. Jagadishwaram. Or they want to be like a very king. They deny everything. That's why I don't have anything materially to give them, so that I give my heart to them. Lord Vishnu says, so my devotees, they are very dear to me. If you want to save yourself, then you have to go to my devotee, because my heart is with them, compassion is with them. When Durvasmani goes back to Ambarish Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj is waiting for 1 year. He is there standing only. And then when Durvasmani goes there, Durvasmani asks for forgiveness. Ambarish Maharaj says, no, how can you ask for forgiveness? Actually, I have to ask you, because of me, you have to travel so much. Brahma Loka, Shiva Loka, Vaikunta, all the way you have to come back. You know, because of me only, you got so much trouble. So, so this devotees, a Vaishnava is not interested in asking any benediction from the demigods, nor is interested in asking benedictions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not from demigods, even not from Lord also. We see your Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, so much difference in devotees and where we see in material world. In material world, even somebody goes to Hanuman temple, people will ask, aap to thare bal brahmachari, hame do ek nari. So, you know, they are going to Hanumanji, but they don't what to ask from Hanumanji, you know. So, small things. And worse than that now, we see, specifically, we see so many big demons, Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, all these demons, at least they know there's some higher powers. They go to at least demigods. But when we say Nastik, they don't have faith only. They feel ki on with our only own power we're going to get whole world or we're going to get facilities. So and many times we see big kings in this material world. This is Hitler, Napoleon, all this, you know. They just come, create whatever opulence, and then Jesus go back. You know? So, this Ravan or Kumbhakarna, all these are like a, they know there's some higher powers. They worship Shiva or they worship Kali or, but they know some higher powers. So they are better than this Nastik. You know, at least they are in home of Vedas. They at least have faith ki. And slowly, all these worshippers we see, they get Lord's mercy. Yeah. Ravana, although he was worshipping Shiva, but ultimately he got Lord's mercy. He killed by Lord Ram. Ultimately he got mercy of Lord. All this, Hiranyakashipu, he was worshipping Brahma. And, you know, they were worshipping demigod, but ultimately they go get mercy of Supreme Lord. So, because this Veda as a, have created that path. Although Vedas in three modes, Traigunya Vishaya, Nisraigunya Bhavarjan. Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, you have to move ahead from this Trigunas, so Vedas. But this Vedas has created the path to reach ultimately to Supreme Personality. And devotees they already crossed all these paths, you know. That's a Bhavunam Janmanavante, Gyanvanva Prapadate, Vasudeva Saramita, Sam Hatma Sudurlaba. Those who directly worshipping Supreme Personality, they are Mahatmas, because they, all these years, all these many births, they practiced this Vedic life, Varnashram, and all, after practicing all these things, Bahunam Janmanavante, that they got that knowledge. Ultimately, everything comes from Supreme Personality. So they don't go to different places. They directly go to anything. Kamava, Sarokamo. They want to get material things or... because even for devotees' life, sometimes think situation comes where they have to ask. They have to, some devotees sick or something is getting very difficulty in life. So, because as a human being, they have to take shelter. But usually they don't go to demigods, because they know even demigods, whatever powers they're getting for Supreme Personality. So even for material things, they will go ask from Lord only. So usually they don't ask, but we see like Gopi's life, they wanted Krishna's mercy, but they asked from Katyayana Devi, please give mercy so that we get Krishna's shelter. So, whether in the spiritual or material world, he would always remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A Vaishnava is always respectful to everyone. So when Kuvera offered him benediction, he did not refuse. Just because we are accepted Krishna consciousness, that doesn't mean we disrespect demigods. Once we had discussion with Janinivas Prabhu, because in deity worship we see many families, previous generations, they have some demigods or a lot of big Kumbh Mela in houses. So, if you deny it, then many times they lose faith. They lose faith in demigods and they lose faith in Krishna also. So, how that worship can be done? So, Janinivas Prabhu said, if there is no possibility to have separate altar, and if you want to have deities in the same atmosphere, so you just, that center place you keep Radha, Krishna or Gaur Nithai, and all demigods, there's Durga is there, Shiva is there, Ganesh, all this around there. And then in mood of all demigods surrounding Lord and offering prayers, like Shiv Sagar, Lord Vishnu, Mother Lakshmi is there, and all demigods going and offering prayers to Lord Vishnu there. So same way, your Gaudita is standing there, and then all demigods, they are offering prayer to Gaudita. In that mood, you can worship Gaudita in that place. So, but we wanted something which, this is the way, devotees, they don't insult or they don't refuse any demigods. At the same time, they don't go to for many material benefits to demigods, but they go to Krishna. And usually, devotees, they are Atmaram. They are happy with whatever they are getting, whatever they are having, they are... in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, Param Darshtva Nivartat, Vishya Vinivartat, Niraharas Dehina, Rasavajam Rasopas, Param Darshtva Nivartate. Although we left many material things, but still sometimes that attraction is there. But Rasavajam Rasopas, Param Darshtva Nivartate. When slowly we start getting this higher taste, of holy name, higher taste of prasadam, higher taste of associating with duties. Slowly that attraction for this lower things, material things, goes down. And then param dashtva Nivartate. And that's what here we see. Dhruva Maharaj, he respected Kubera, demigod, but he didn't ask any thing for material benediction, but he was asking for how can I serve Lord, wherever, spiritual world or material world, just let me remember Supreme Personality all the time. So this is what teachings from today's shloka. Hare Krishna. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki. Any question? Hare Krishna.